Israeli officials still insist 23-year-old Rachel Corrie's death in 2003 was an accident. Her parents, Cindy and Craig Corrie of Olympia, Washington, are touring seven states this summer with Sama and Khalid Nasrallah, the Palestinian couple who lived in the house Rachel died trying to protect. Cindy Corrie says the tour is a tribute to her daughter, who wrote letters before she died about the need to bring Palestinian voices directly to people in the United States.
For me, being able to bring the Nasrallah family here and to watch day after day as they're able to connect directly with Americans is a very hopeful thing. I just think that we're creating relationships and creating understanding that will make some difference.
The Corries also want to raise money to rebuild the Nasrallah's home and eventually many others that were destroyed by the Israeli government in retaliation for attacks by Palestinian militants. Khalid Nasrallah says the tour allows him and his family to respond to a lesson he says he learned from Rachel Corrie when she stood between the bulldozer and his house.
I learned the lesson that the humanity is higher than the nationality and the religion, and we need to receive this message not only from Rachel but also from all Americans. If there is movement like this to make peace in the Middle East, surely it will affect the direct negotiation between Palestinian and Israeli.
Nasrallah says his visit to Madison comes as Israelis are withdrawing from his hometown of Rafah and the house demolitions there have all but ended. Still, he's hopeful the security checkpoints with Israel will be loosened so that supplies for reconstruction can get into the Gaza Strip and Palestinians can begin to rebuild their communities. The Rafah Sister City Group in Madison is working with the Nasrallahs and the Corries on a range of rebuilding projects there, including a playground. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.